we've told you about the economic convulsion in Italy that threatens to take down the mighty countries of Europe and send a shockwave across the ocean to American 401ks. Well, tonight, Italians are talking about an unconventional Hail Mary idea, placing ads on some of the most beloved and recognizable tourist attractions in the world. A new member of our ABC News team, Kelly Cobiea, has the story from Rome. Kelly.
Diane, Rome is ground zero for what could be a global financial catastrophe. Italy's financial mess is massive. $2.5 trillion of debt, bigger than the entire economy. And the government is putting everything on the table.
When it comes to treasures, Italy has more than its share. Who can forget Michelangelo's David or that Leaning Tower in Pisa? In the past few years, some of these monuments have become billboards. The Roman Colosseum, the canals of Venice. The money-making deal wrapping the Bridge of Sighs earned more than $2 million from companies like Bulgari. To keep things afloat, this country will need to borrow $408 billion next year. How many monumental ads would Italy have to sell? More than 272,000. Certainly not a workable answer.
Is it guaranteed that Italy will survive this?
Unfortunately, it is not guaranteed.
So what should they do? Trading in the scandal-ridden Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi for an economics professor named Mario Monti is the first step. Then comes sacrifice. Higher taxes, cuts to those social programs Italians have grown so used to. The people we met told us they're already suffering.
I've been in unemployed for 1 year, so I've already given up something for my country.
Would you be willing to pay higher taxes?
Well, if I could, yes, but I think we don't have enough money to even eat sometimes.
What would you give up for Italy?
Give up Berlusconi.
When Berlusconi tried to introduce cuts last month, Italians let him know what they thought on the streets. The alternative would be much worse. A bankrupt Italy, dragging the rest of Europe and the U.S. down with it.
Signor Monti, the presumed next prime minister of Italy, apparently saw all this coming. He's been working on his own financial reform package for the past 4 months. No hints on what's in it tonight, but Diane, you can bet Italy, along with the rest of the world, is anxious to find out.